Shifting into ceiling pelts. So Stephanie, welcome.
When I first came by, I got all excited. Oh, we're going to remove seals.
This is not pelts of seals, right?
Thank you, Chairman. Commissioners, Acting Director Store, Acting Deputy Director Woodruff, again, always a pleasure to see you all. We're going to talk about ceiling pelts, and that is actually tagging furs of harvested animals. So we'll get that off the bat right away, that definition. We presented this in March and spoke briefly about this, and again, this is going to be a brief presentation. Washington Administrative Code, I'm sorry, I'm Stephanie Simic, I'm the Carnivore Section Manager. I guess I'm supposed to introduce myself each time, and I got excited to be up here again. So,
Understood.
So we'll start with Washington Administrative Code 220-400-050. This outlines the requirements for reporting as well as sealing, which is tagging, pelts of otter, cougar, lynx, and bobcat, particularly for possession and transport needs. This is a very straightforward rule that we have. What we did was we conducted several public meetings and surveys through our three-year season setting and then through our online survey. And then, again, we had some opportunity to get some public input at the March Commission meeting. Everyone was in favor. This was very supported. This portion of this rule was supported in the fact that we wanted to align the dates for sealing for both hunters and trappers. We had pretty much 100% support on this segment. We did propose some other ideas, but we've since stricken them based on the comments we received from the public. So our proposal for Washington Administrative Code 220-400-050 is to amend the language in the rule to align the date of sealing bobcat and river otter pelts with a trapper report date, which every year is April 20th. This would be regardless of your method of harvest. If you're a trapper or a hunter, you would then all report at the same timeline. This will help provide consistency as well as minimize confusion and perhaps late reporting. That's my presentation on this. If you have any questions, I'm certainly open to entertain those. And
I move to amend WAC 220-400-050 as presented.
Motion's been made. We have a second.
Second.
Keeney. Look this side. They're awake still.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thanks, Stephanie. That was a quickie.